Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
Did you just forget your name?
Shear.
Having so much fun in Las Vegas? Well, this podcast is about Arizona men's basketball, but we're actually going to be talking about USC beating Washington, because yes, Arizona will be facing USC next, well, I guess for the first round of Arizona as part of the tournament.
Yes, USC advances with a nice win over Washington. USC, the hot pick to win the Pac-12 tournament. It was interesting. We talked to Caleb Love a couple days ago on Tuesday, and he mentioned, or yesterday, and he mentioned human nature being that the cops are out in Vegas.
Popo's out in Vegas,
if you hear it. Human nature says that Arizona would want USC again because of what happened. And, you know, it wasn't like, yeah, we want them, we're going to beat the crap out of them. It's just like, hey, we kind of want another shot at them. Well, now they'll get it. And moment of silence for my guy, Mike Hopkins, who's actually friends with Tommy Lloyd.
I will remember you. Actually, no, I won't. I don't care.
Yeah, you won't remember Mike Hopkins. No. And yeah, that's
kind of what Caleb said.
That's that. Done. Now you get, and I think Arizona fans wanted the Trojans one more time.
Just not that way. Just more like,
you know. They want USC.
That's true. Okay.
Was that your attempt at a perverted comment?
I didn't say anything. I'm just going off of what you said. Anyway.
Speaking of Trojans, so I'm playing Fortnite, right?
Because there's the Greek build, you know, the Roman. That's Roman. Didn't work.
Speaking of Roman, I don't know if you watched Days of Our Lives.
That's a deep cut. Look at you. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, before we begin in earnest, we have a message from our sponsor. Investing should be easy. Buy low and sell high. But what seems simple can get tricky in a complex field. It's too easy to encounter pitfalls in the investment space, but seeking professional advice can help you reach your goals. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we're your local professional based right here in Tucson. Let us help you create a personalized investment portfolio that reflects your unique risk tolerance, time horizon, and goals. Visit our website at longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more.
Also, jumping right into it, Autograph has a contest. The Autograph app has a contest until March 15th.
March 15th.
Tournament, raffle, all that. Join the Autograph app, AZCAT. Is the referral code. I think there's
something going on out there.
There might be a mass murder outside, but we're going to continue with it. But yeah, go download the app, get funky. Maybe you'll win what get funky means. Maybe you'll win the prize, get a little sweet, bring you some friends, bring some honeys, and watch the Elite Eight up in a crypto. That's crypto, not Reba.
You are on a roll tonight.
Kripalina. You got to wear all blue.
You need to hang out with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's where Arizona can't wear the red uniforms. They have to wear the blue.
But the blue, which are superior anyway. So there we go. Boom. Done. We're trying to be serious here. It's not working very well. So we're going to try. What went wrong last time Arizona played against USC, not even a week ago?
I think if you really narrow it down, what went wrong was everything.
Thank
you.
There we go.
I mean, just looking back at the stats, Arizona shot 43% from two, which is very unlikely for them. USC shot 56% from two. Arizona made 28% of the threes. Arizona turned the ball over 18 times, which is wild for them. They rebounded well, so that was cool. But other than that, USC, you know, just beat them in every way, shape, or form. They're actually, when you think about it, if it wasn't for Keyshaw Johnson, that game probably wouldn't have been as close. Him and Umar were the only two guys that showed up. Umar had 17 points and 10 rebounds in that game. Keyshaw had 17 points and five assists. Five assists, considering, you know, they had 18 assists on 24 buckets, which is actually pretty good considering how poorly they played. But it was just a bad game. You know, USC was up 16 by 1 point, you know, in they're basically, yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. They just kind of, Arizona just kind of got their butt
no
kicked.
No motivation. I think that we'll have a different result.
Well, that brings me to the next question.
I know, right? Is it something you think is easily fixable, or do you see it being an issue again, i.e. a motivation?
I think it is very fixable, and I think it will get fixed. I mentioned the shooting and all that, and credit to USC. USC did something that a lot of teams have started to try to do, not with much success, but USC was successful, and that is, we are going to do everything we can to take Caleb Love out of this game. And if we lose because of other guys, so be it. And it worked. Caleb had what might literally be the worst game of his career. You trust Tommy Lloyd to be able to come up with a plan. Caleb Love said, look, I got to get some easy. Like he said it himself, that they were trying to take him out of the game. He said, I got to go get some easy looks, or I got to get to the free throw line to kind of get going and get a rhythm, or I need to be more involved as a passer. Or a defender, if that's, you know, get some steals and get fast break points. I got to be more involved. The effort thing to me is easily fixable. I thought that was actually the most disappointment. I don't want to say effort. I'm not saying they didn't try hard. I think the energy, if you look at energy and effort.
I think they just didn't have it.
Right. If you look at energy and effort. And it was interesting. It wasn't Tommy Lloyd. It was actually Cronin, who I don't like giving credit to.
Ugh, don't quote Cronin.
Cronin said that, he's like, look, I watched a lot of college basketball today, and that was last whatever it was, it wasn't after the game, I don't think it was like the day after, so last Sunday. And he goes, this time of year, what you're seeing is, no matter how good a team is, there's very few teams, most teams are tired. Like they just, you start to see tired, and you kind of need to get that second win and
fatigued.
Get over that hump. You know, and like he said, he was referring to like ASU getting a little tired. And you know, he said, like, the UCLA was asking a lot of Dylan Andrews because they didn't have a choice. And Dylan Andrews was super tired, but you kind of got to battle through it.
Dig it.
That
out.
Game against USC felt like the guys were a little tired and lacking energy. And knowing that they had already won the conference, it was difficult for them to find. I don't see that being a problem, the finding the energy now, especially coming off a loss to the same team. So on paper, like, technically or hypothetically or whatever, it should be easy to fix. Will it be fixed? I don't know. We'll have to see. But you would hope that in this atmosphere, with these Arizona fans that you've already seen walking around the strip and all that, that they're going to come and be energized and be ready to play.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back. We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Okay, well, what type of team is USC? We only just saw them a handful of days ago. They can't have changed that much.
I think there's a little bit of a misconception that USC is a bad team. I don't think USC, when healthy, is a bad team. When you take Isaiah Collier and Boogie Ellis off that team, yeah. I mean, they're not good. But, you know, when you overall, when you look at their team and they have these guys, they're generally like, their losses have been close. They've had some good wins lately. You know, they're on a three-game or four-game winning streak now, two of them against Washington, ASU. We know about Arizona. You know, overall, they're decent, right? Like, they're a decent team. I don't think they're bad. Again, like, offensively and defensively on KenPom, they're average. Their tempo's average. Their field goal percentage is average. They are a pretty good three-point shooting team at 35%. They do not defend the three well. They do not shoot free throws well, but magically in the last meet against Arizona, they were nailing them. You know, they're guard-oriented. They do not rebound the ball well at all. You know, Arizona dominated the glass and probably should have dominated the glass more. That'll be the key or one of the keys to Arizona. But, you know, they have bigs. Their bigs aren't offensive bigs, but Rodman is a tough matchup for whatever reason against Arizona. He plays really well. You would think that Keyshawn would be able to defend him more. They're very long and athletic, so they're not like the biggest team, but Kobe Johnson is 6'6", but plays like he's 6'9". Robin is long and athletic. Collier is a big guard at 6'5". And then they have size with Vince and Morgan and Kajani Wright if they have to. And so even Arrington Page and Harrison Hornery, like they can go with a 6'10", 7'1" lineup if they want. So there's strength there. Like Collier and Boogie Ellis is a very good backcourt. And then the other guys kind of play their roles.
Okay. Question of the night, as one of them, as usual. Which matchup intrigues you?
I was really disappointed with how Kobe Johnson handled Pella.
Yeah, it was pretty crappy.
I think Kobe had like five steals. He got out in transition. He looked like a significantly better player. He's not a significant, and he's a solid player, don't get me wrong. But Pella should be able to win that matchup or at least get closer. If USC wins that Kobe Johnson matchup like it did in the last game, Arizona probably lost. It doesn't even have to be a Pell advantage. It could be even, but that's the matchup to me. I think Collier oftentimes is going to get his. It may not be efficient, but he'll get them. Same with Boogie. It may not be efficient, but he'll get his points. And then it becomes that third guy, right? You know, I mentioned Keyshawn and Rodman. That would be right there with it. You know, Keyshawn can't let Rodman get 18 points, but I need Pella to outplay Kobe Johnson in this game.
We need the Swedish fish. Please. Focused Pella is significantly better than lackluster Pella.
Puppy's pissed at home. Pissed.
Yes, you can hear the puppy on my side of the broadcast. So if you hear the puppy, he is also saying hello. How does Arizona win or lose this game? We've already kind of talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to my new trademark saying, don't let bad teams be good at things they're bad at, right? Like, it's Kobe Johnson shouldn't be scoring 18 points. DJ Rodman shouldn't be scoring 18 points. USC's guards are going to play well, probably. Cool. Dominate the glass. You know, USC, when you take a look at their overall stats this season, enforcing turnovers, they're decent. They block a good amount of shots, so that's nice for them, but you know, they're average with steals, maybe a little above average, and they're decent at forcing turnovers. But Arizona shouldn't be turning the ball over 18 times. And the turnovers that I remember, I think Pella had four where the ball just, like, slipped out of his hands right into a USC.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of those wild, like, one-off, just bad, wacky, snowballing games. And so if Arizona doesn't turn the ball over and plays their game, they're going to win. But if they lose, it'll be because they had too many turnovers or, you know, their offense struggled, and it just... it'll be that flow disappears like it did last game.
All right, and final question as usual. What is your prediction?
I think Arizona just bounces back nicely in this game. I actually think it's beneficial that they lost to USC. I think there's a little chip on their shoulder now. They've been hearing all week. They lost the one seed, and they lost
to USC. They dropped in the ranking
and
a little bit.
And all that. I think that gets heard loud and clear, Shelby. I'm going to go Arizona 74, USC 68.
Wow. Okay. I am going to say, I kind of like that one, but I'll say 78 to 68.
I think
that's going to be a little bit lower scoring. I mean, God only knows. This whole season's been so wonky, though, because when we think it's going to be low, they score over 90. But I'm not going to say that for this one. But also, Tommy doesn't lose back-to-back. That's his MO that he's known for.
This would be wood. Back-to-back and back-to-back to the same team.
Exactly. And you got your Pac-12 Player of the Year.
Yes, shout-out Caleb Love.
Shout-out Caleb. Shout-out to Umar for getting first-team All-American Caleb.
And I know there's some – not All-American, Shelby.
Not Pac-12. Well, Pac-12. Sorry.
I know that Pella Larson, there was some discussion about first-team. I think he's good enough to be on the first-team. I just don't know who I would have taken off. Jaden Bradley should have been on the defensive team.
Yeah, Umar goes on defensive team.
You know, KJ Lewis probably should have been on freshman or whatever, but it's whatever. Maybe they
don't want to give all of the spoils to Arizona.
Yeah, maybe they use it as motivation. So we'll see.
I'm just happy that Caleb got Player of the Year because you never know. You can always say, you know, the player should be Player of the Year or Coach of the Year. And it sometimes doesn't go the way everybody thinks that's the logical choice.
I also think it's super dumb the way, like, I don't know how the Big 12 does it, but I think it's super dumb how the conference does it in that, like, we, being the media, vote for Player of the Week and Freshman of the Week in preseason awards and preseason predictions. And then in the postseason, they're like, no, you don't get a vote.
It's weird.
And then the coaches vote. And who knows what the coaches could hand it to an intern for all we know. It's weird. So I don't know.
Well, we don't have to worry about it after this year. This was the last time. And you are hopefully enjoying your time with Mike and Erica.
Max Bet.
And Max Betting. That's the way to go, Max Bet, all the time. And, you know, we'll see what the next game holds, I guess, after Arizona plays USC.
But no matter what it holds, Shelby.
No matter what it holds.
Where it holds it.
No matter. You're messing my brain
up.
Or
what it's holding.
Or a bag of holding. Do you know what that is?
I don't know, you weirdo.
It's a Dungeons & Dragons thing.
No matter where Kate Middleton is or isn't, Shelby.
If you have seen her, please contact your local authorities.
But most of all, make sure that she is bearing down.
I don't like that version. I didn't say my version.
Well, do it now.
Okay, no matter where you are.
I was appealing to the English crowd. That's
or what you do.
We're big in London.
Like, grab an English person and ask them where Kate Middleton is.
The only thing bigger in England than us is bland food.
True. Except they do like curry.
That's bald.
Anyway, you can always bear down.
I just realized after making the English comment, there is a chance Gordon Ramsay, he's big in this city. He's going to put a hit on me.
He probably is. But before he does, you really need to eat his fish and chips. Apparently, they're very good.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Sticky toffee pudding and fish and chips.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.